Oh, yeah, mine's a dump bag.
And mine too.
If you see me with a purse, run.
Hey, guys. We're hot.
I know I'm hot.
Hello, and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the intertubes, and from that ferocious vocal talent that is Heather Henderson that performs Monday Night Tees at Three Clubs in Hollywood and Victory Variety Hour at Skinny's in NoHo.
There's some hoes.
Yeah, there are. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the blog Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to the Facebook group, Ardent Atheist, Wall of Reason, join our group and chat us up.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10, or go to ardentatheist.com/premium and just subscribe to the premium content for a measly $10 per year.
Go subscribe.
Pretty please.
Fuck please, just go do it.
Right. And we only have two rules on the show. Rule number one.
Guests may plug anything they want. We sure as hell are. Go subscribe.
Right. Yeah. And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or
content.
And certainly has nothing for you, you Bible-thumping chicken peddler. In the studio tonight, we have, from the hit podcast, Keith and the Girl, Hemda and Keith Malley.
Hey.
Am I saying that right?
You are saying all Keith right. Malley correctly.
And representing the L in LBG. Jen Cover is with us. You know these folks from Showbiz.
Hello.
Friends. Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
I'm really excited to have you two. Not that I'm not excited to have Jen in, but you two.
Hold on.
Do
first,
what
I say,
we do. Yes.
My heart rate's going down already. That is, none of that was pre-recorded. I think people should know that. That
yeah.
is amazing.
I refuse to do a pre-record of the opening. I like to fuck it up once in a while.
You are an articulating atheist. That's
seriously
what that show the show should be called.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
You hit it all.
Then you'd be called Triple A.
Wait a minute. Why did you interrupt him when he's about to say wonderful things about us? Please proceed. It's your show.
Mike Kaplan is one of my favorite comics on the surface of this globe.
That's not us.
He told me that you were going to be in LA and that I should put you on the show. And of course, I would take his word for anything. And then I went and listened to your podcast, and it's fucking fantastic.
Thank you.
It's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
I think you should attack religion more, but it's a really, really good podcast.
Talk about making your mess your message.
We do talk about religion or lack of, you know, when it comes up, because we're not, you know, focused on one thing, but because we are atheists, it does come up because our life comes up all the time.
Yeah. And you guys used to date. You were a couple, and then right on your show, you broke up, which
just like
I think
us
is awesome. We didn't break up yet.
Whoa, shit.
That's how
surprise
it came up.
Surprise.
I did listen to the podcast where they were talking about breaking up and all that, and I thought, I wonder if we'll ever have to do this. Because there's we have a model.
That
we know
suck
how to do it. I know it would suck.
You know what? It really did suck. And,
yeah,
and we waited a while to tell the audience because of this book deal that we had. We wrote a relationship book. And so...
Holy shit balls. That's awesome.
It was fantastic. And part of our deal was, you guys can't break up. So we're like, okay, we didn't. And then we just held our breath. We lived together, worked in the house together, and started dating people while we were still working with each other.
This is how holy most families shit live anyway.
In New York, yes.
That's the normal American marriage right there.
You have to wonder, looking back, how people didn't see it, though. How
yeah
friends came over, and you had to lie to them, too. At least we felt like it. And that's, you know, that's probably what we felt most bad about. But instead of kissing each other goodbye, there's a pat on the head. And if friends can't pick that up...
No, they wouldn't pick that up. That's what happens about a year or two into every fucking American
I'll
relationship.
I'll tell you right
it's
now,
awful
straight people are stupid.
That's
straight
why
people are dumb.
That's
they don't
why
pick up on that shit at all.
Yeah.
Well, you turned because you got smart. And this guy obviously has a small penis. But what I'm saying is...
Well, do you have a bigger penis?
I have a plethora of sizes.
So
you
do
can
I,
pick
baby
one.
So do
you
I
get to pick one. You
what
pick
you bragging
your color,
yeah,
your
do
size,
yeah,
your shape.
Damn right.
Vibration. You want it silicone, glass,
rotating
flesh
beads
feeling. Yeah, exactly.
Spiked.
Rabbits,
metal,
dolphins,
dolphin tongues, whatever you need, friend.
Oh, I just came.
A lot of people are thinking I've hung out at your place, but I just understand
just other,
you,
yeah,
Jen. I understand you well. And my collection, I would rival yours, I guarantee you. Do you get the glass? Do you do the glass thing?
I have done the glass thing
yeah
lately.
It's pretty fun.
It's always
it's
hard.
It's surprising.
It is. To listeners, I do not like the glass thing.
Okay, Heather has spoken
have
about
you,
the glass.
Wait, hold on. Have you warmed it up?
I've done the things.
Okay, you've done the things with it. Okay, I enjoy it warm. You can put like, if you put it under like hot water, it takes on that temper. You know, you don't want it hot, but I mean like a nice little warm sensation there. Also, getting it very cold is very nice.
That's
sometimes.
What I heard, because yep. I know if you put ice in your mouth and you do a couple things, that
right,
works
right,
out
right.
a little bit.
What kind of things?
Tell us
what are we talking about? Things like, what things are you talking about?
You put it in your
both
mouth.
Both of us are all over.
You put ice in your mouth, and mm-hmm. you could, you know, start caressing with your mouth various places. The neck, you can kiss with it. You can go down on someone with it.
Yeah.
Cough drops.
If you're talented,
hey, listen,
a little eucalyptus.
When I was a road comic, driving cross country and needing to stay awake, I discovered that you can actually get away with Carmex.
You are sick.
What? Did I talk out of turn? It's true.
You're masturbating.
I thought it would hurt. I thought I was going to pull off. Yeah, I'm masturbating, driving in the car, and I got porn up on the window. I got a little TV that I travel with. I'm watching some porn, and what the hell? Why is everybody looking at me like this?
Can I tell you?
You're driving across country.
Yes.
And you have your dick in your hand.
There's a lot of time spent in the car when you're a road comic.
But you still need porn. It's not. It's
not need. Not need. You say need porn like it's a It's a luxury. It is a joy. It's not a need.
Can I just tell you that I just remembered a story that I have to tell you, Emery. I have a friend who fucked you on the road.
What?
This is her story. She
How big
says
is penis?
I didn't want to get into details because I know you, friend.
I have a sense that this is going to turn. This is going to end with me turning her gay.
No. She's a complete slut. A complete slut.
Cool.
Obviously.
Do we get to name names? Because I don't mind.
Her name is Susie. Susie. If that means anything to you, and she was in Michigan, and she knows who she is. And
okay.
But she
Susie Orman.
No.
Boom.
That would be awesome, though. I said I don't think you turned her, so that's why it can't be Susie Orman. It's definitely a, like she Facebooked me one day and was like, "How do you know Emery Emery?" He's my friend. We're comedians.
We're comics. We all know each other.
Like, yeah, I'm like he was at the meetings. Why? Yeah. Like, fuck. What's the problem? She's like, "Oh my God, can I tell you something?" Yes. You swear you won't ever tell him? Yes. So I'm telling you, Heather.
Okay,
friend,
all right.
She had sex with you after a show. It was a college show. Apparently, you came to her college, and
he came to her college.
Yeah, exactly. And she speaks fondly of you, and was like, "Listen, next time you see what he's doing. See what it like." I think because she just became single, and you know when you get single at first.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you guys can attest to this. You start going to past people.
Sure, sure.
Like,
you go through the old book.
Hook up with somebody I was already with.
I just have to say that Joe Swyam. His links on the Wall of Reason, because we're live on here with people chatting.
Susie Orman.
The first link he puts is tips on heating a glass dildo. info@AdamandEve.com. And then the second one is Carmex products. MyCarmex.com.
My Carmex has a first name.
Were you serious about that?
Yeah, I was.
You're not scared to put random shit on
your
comp?
I was scared shitless when I did it.
Why? Here, friend. This is what I don't ever understand why boys can even go to the expense of lotion. Mayonnaise, friend. Mm-hmm. Didn't you ever go to the South? Put some mayonnaise on your hand and get going.
I've been in a lot of condos, I'll tell you that. And the mayonnaise and the milk are the two things you don't get
near.
Don't
ever touch. Don't ever touch.
But yeah, no, listen. And the listeners don't know that Hemda has this awful, awful look on her face.
I do too. There's nothing practical about Carmex from getting it out of the jar. This is for anybody that doesn't know Carmex. It's regular lip balm. There's nothing practical.
It's in a tiny, tiny tin.
It's a little glass.
Like,
it's in a little glass jar.
He just stuck the tip of his penis in it.
But
I don't think we understand how thin my cock is.
I could spit more than that.
I know, right? Yeah, but the spit
just say my name.
You'll over and over again.
I'll try that next time I'm driving. I don't know. I mean, we do a show about No God, and I'm glad No God was watching me masturbate.
Wait, what? Fuck you.
Keith, are you out of here? He's walking away. Get back here.
He made everything.
But he made everything.
What nobody noticed was that he was, Emery mentioned that he was watching porn in his car. Now, what year was this?
Was probably 93,
okay.
4.
Okay, like so think about this. This man had a small television in his windshield.
Black and white.
Black and white with a VCR in the front seat.
I'm so judging you. And yeah, I don't want to, because God will judge you more.
I got pulled over a couple times by cops, and there was really not much they could do other than, because I didn't drive recklessly. They would just see the glow of the, this is before you even had them in SUVs and stuff. You know? Right. So it wasn't a normal thing to see the glow of a TV in a car. And so I'd go by a cop, and they'd pull me over, and I probably got stopped at least 10 times.
With your dick in your hand?
No, I'd put my cock away before then. But
could I borrow some of the Carmex?
I didn't only watch porn. You're misinterpreting the story. I used it actually to keep me awake. I would watch really short stuff, you know, like
really, because I'd keep falling asleep.
Adult Swim stuff. Stuff you don't have to look at constantly, and you
did
can get the picture
Adult
in your head.
Did they have Adult Swim in 93?
What was it? No, you know what it
your
was
story's
called?
Falling apart.
It was Nick at Night.
Oh, gross!
That's how you watch the Patty Duke show.
No. There were some
Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver. There were some fun shows I used to watch when I was a kid that I could record long hours of on it.
And it was episodes.
And that would keep.
So you
me
had to listen
going.
To the commercials and stuff too.
Well, yeah, I had a remote control in my hand.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
a dick in one hand and a remote control.
And
hand.
While driving the car.
I didn't masturbate. Nick at Night.
What car? This is what I need to know. What kind of car were you
Saab,
driving?
Saab. White Saab. Saab 900. Yes.
You were sobbing it into your pants.
You thought you were fucking cool.
The Saab is the only car that has a dash that will accommodate that size of a TV, a 1990s
Even
black
in the
and
90s,
TV.
He was about size.
Yeah.
There's so many visuals happening about you right now in my head, and
welcome.
I just want to stare you down with them.
Welcome to my nightmare.
While they're going.
James Erickson nightmare. Says, Emery's masturbating makes God cringe.
Where? Yeah, he is rolling in his grave right now. What else did you
he
use?
He rose from that grave.
Yeah, he Can escaped, you? Keith. Come on.
What really? Else did I use as for masturbation?
That you're looking at us for being crazy, looking at you like you're crazy for using Carmex.
I admit, when I was looking around the car for something, and I couldn't find anything, and I realized the only thing I had was Carmex. What happened? Well, the synapse that fired was that tingles on my lips. They're pretty sensitive. It might actually enhance the experience. And I got to be honest with you, Keith, just between you and me, we'll pretend these broads ain't here.
Sure.
It's Guy fucking talks. Awesome.
Really?
Fucking awesome.
What? I don't know. Huh.
Yeah. A little tingle. I came like a jackrabbit.
No, don't let Keith, wait. Keith just go this, I don't know. He's going to try it. Yeah. For sure.
That's what I'm telling him
for
to
sure.
do.
Wait.
Huh?
We're driving.
Yeah, I'm alone.
You're alone.
Yeah.
You got Carmex.
Yeah.
You're in a car.
Uh-huh.
You're driving.
Yeah.
Where are you coming?
That was always a problem. Now, when you're a cross country driver,
and you get rentals,
you do get rentals. No, I was driving my own car.
You put like a tarp up
you
underneath
keep a
the steering
golf
wheel.
Towel. A golf wait, towel. Wait,
there,
like,
there are paper towels in my car.
Talk
I
slowly.
Paper towels in your car.
Yes.
I'm watching.
And you lay them out on your thighs.
Yes.
And you're watching the lights of the night.
Yeah.
You got some on the windshield.
How did the bird shit inside his car?
All right, enough of my.
And what's sad is, you know, if it was a comedian that bought paper towels, they were the shittiest, thinnest, most bullshit paper towels. You probably needed 8 of them just to.
I think
more than once I had to pull off at a rest stop and clean myself up.
Yes. Oh, that's what you pull off for.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't know, did you? What the fuck would anybody?
One more
did
question.
You ever road comic it? Did you cross country? Do you?
No, I just do a stand-up show once a year.
Yeah.
I know that sickens you guys, but that's the way I play it. So, no, I never...
Once a year, so you don't consider yourself a comedian.
I'm not here to start a fight. You do not have to call me a comedian. Okay. That is true.
You know what? God came to me last night and called Keith a comedian, so that's all you need to know.
Well, I think I should address the elephant in the room is that I believe in God.
I thought you did.
I do.
I'm kind of excited about this.
But you're not a Christian.
No, I don't believe in any of the things that normal God believing people probably believe in.
Yeah.
But I certainly would like to think that there's some sort of big pink light that's going to just suck me in and bring me to a big old supper table when I'm dead. That's
vagina.
That's pussy.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
I think you're doing that already. I think you've seen God several times.
I probably have, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't, do you never scream out for God? I can't, that's what I can't imagine. Like,
I say goddamn all the time.
But, but I mean, like, if you were ever, like, scared or I jumped out of the airplane on purpose, but the first parachute didn't open.
Yeah.
And scream for God, dear God, please, please don't let me die this way. Please.
Well, that's where the idea of No Atheist in Foxholes comes from. In other words, in that final moment,
yeah,
that you're faced with your mortality and it's all over. They suggest that there's no reason not to go God. But at the end of the day,
right?
There's a lot of reasons not to go God. Number one, which one are you going to call out to?
Number two,
there's a thousand to pick from.
But that's religion.
Oh, you're
that's
one of those.
Not God. Jen. God is like, you know what I mean? Like I have shit happen to me that I guess luck is what people would call it. And I just like to believe that's just like a little. Maybe somebody that died that's an angel now.
Well, let's get to the bottom of the house. How were you raised, Jen?
Jewish.
I had a number two question.
I was raised Jewish by Jewish people, but I went to Catholic school because public school in Louisiana was really terrible. So to get a private school education, you had to go to Catholic school. So I was a Jew.
But you were
in
born
Catholic
a Jew
school.
And your parents sent you to Catholic school.
Yes.
They just didn't like you.
Well, they just ensured that I would become a comedian.
Right, right. No kidding.
There's no way that you're going to have those two things come together and not.
You're a Jew
find
and you're walking
humor.
In and there's Jesus, the guy that your people put on a cross.
Yes, and I thought that was ridiculous.
That's nuts.
I never bought into any Jesus stuff. I'm not at all. And that always just makes, whenever people start talking about Jesus, I laugh at them. I think that's the most ridiculous. Only because I've read books and I know that story's been around. Right.
So the Egyptians had
a story about a virgin who gave birth. I mean, it wasn't Jesus. That's just a story. So I never understood. I thought that was always very stupid.
So you're definitely atheistic on Christianity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the Muslims, Islam.
I don't know. Listen, again, that's religion. Like to me, God is like a big pink light, and there's like a heaven with some clouds, and some dead people are looking down and making sure the people that they love are okay. Like that's in my head what makes me feel better.
I understand that it makes you feel better, and you hear that a lot. Let me ask you a question. Does it matter to you if it's true?
No.
It doesn't, does it?
No.
That's what you get. That's what you get. It's the weirdest fucking thing. See, to me it matters a lot, a great deal.
Yeah.
Because if it's not true, what the owner of Chick-fil-A is doing is fucking heinous on every level.
I mean, it's
KKK level ignorance.
I agree. If you replace the word gay with the word black in these sentences,
well, they would
you'd
say
be
nigger.
Outraged.
They would say nigger.
Right.
So that's exactly right.
People would be losing their minds.
Yeah.
Christians too. I mean, black people are Christians. I mean, they'd lose their minds.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's assumed if you're gay, I think that you're a godless liberal.
No, not at all. I'm always amazed. I'm amazed when black people adopt the Christian God of their oppressors, of their historic oppressors.
Yeah.
And I am amazed when gay people want to adopt the Christian. You don't sound like you're Christian, but when they want to adopt this Christian God, which is their oppressor.
Yes.
But what were you going to say? I'm sorry, Henda.
We were talking a little bit about this on our show, of course, and I mentioned that it's unbelievable what religion will do to you growing up. It really brainwashes you. It's something that it's really difficult to get out of. Like anything else you were brought up with. Like if you're whatever way growing up, it's like they fucked you for life in that sense, right? So, for example, I'm dating Lauren, and she was...
Tell us about Lauren. Tell us about Lauren.
Yes.
Hot.
And
skinny bitch? Skinny bitch? Is she a skinny
athletic,
bitch?
Very athletic.
Athletic,
very.
So she's the top.
But, well, we take turns because why not?
Because
you know
you're girls,
I mean?
Yeah. Some people do that.
You ever pull out some of that Carmex and just...
stroke it, baby. Stroke
just
it.
On the nipples.
They'll fit in those little canisters, so it's all right.
But she was raised...
You've not seen Lauren's nipples. She's athletic, remember?
Okay, wait. You're going to tell us... Lauren is her name?
Yes.
You're going to tell us all about Lauren right after this break. I'm sorry to do this to you. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile Comedy album, Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in Mary, ROAD.com/Emery Emery, and get a piece of comedy that should never have been made, let alone sold to living human beings. I did it right this time.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of people going, where's the forward splash key? And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Hemda, Keith Malley, and Jen Kober.
And now you're masturbating.
That's exactly. So So I want to hear more about Lauren.
So Lauren was raised with a preacher for a dad.
Oh,
so,
God.
So there was a lot of religion there. And she didn't come out. She even went to therapy to try to get whatever.
Get the gay out, right?
Yeah. And this was, nobody sent her there. She just was really scared to go to hell. I mean, it really...
It was within herself. She wanted to go do that. She thought that these feelings she was having were wrong.
Yeah. So here's a person who actually is having that feeling. So you can't... She can't say, I'm making this up, because she's trying to get out of her. How about if you don't know what that feeling is and you were raised to believe that this feeling doesn't exist, you're making it up. I mean, it's a really easy way to make people hate these kinds of people.
Yes.
You know, so if you hate yourself, and that's what religion does, and that's what, you know, being brought up in such a hateful environment. I mean, she was raised wonderfully. Her parents are fantastic, but you know,
the philosophy is fucking caustic.
Yeah. So taking herself to just get the demon out of me so I don't have to go to this hell place for the rest of eternity. Finally, you know, you have sex and that kind of drives it out of you a little bit, you know.
Listen,
well, a lot of people wrestle with sex constantly. I mean, they not only do they think they're going to hell for their lifestyle, and not even just gay. I mean, people who want to do anal sex or oral sex. There's these awful, awful aspects that religion puts in our minds, and they can't even fucking get.
What?
I'm totally pointing at Keith right now.
Keith, when was the first time you masturbated? How old were you?
Oh no,
18.
18?
Yeah.
Where were you driving?
Love you.
There's windshield wiper fluid in the back of the car, and I'm like, game on. And then I went in my house.
You waited till 18 to masturbate?
Yeah, I just, you know what? I didn't
Catholic priest for a dad.
Really?
Oh, no. So when were you molested?
As far as I know.
Wait, now, I don't know of any Catholic priest children or sons that have been molested. I don't know that. I don't know that equation is common.
Well, that'd be sick. Your own. You don't dip into your own stash.
That's.
But yeah, my I don't know. I was very religious, and I didn't masturbate until I was 18, and I still went to church for a while, and then I got a blowjob. And then everything made sense.
In church.
A God would not allow this to happen and tell you, you know, would not allow this to feel so good and say, don't do it. And it's pretty much that simple. But however, it is in the back of your head. Then I moved to New York in my early 20s, 24 maybe, and I still went to church once a week. And then I'm like, all right, I'm zoning out. There's no point in this. I would go to St. Patrick's Cathedral just because maybe it's more exciting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a parade there, and I'll pay more attention.
What'd
still
you learn?
Couldn't pay attention. Right, no, it's the same shit.
The younger, hotter church.
Right. Still couldn't hold my attention.
Church of the Vineyard, where they make it a rock concert. Love it.
And then slower and slower, you just start realizing, hey, I got to be honest with myself. No offense, Jen. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I as raised Jewish.
Jen agrees with that.
There's nothing I believed that was more bullshit than the Jews. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would listen to these people talk in the temple about, you know, the sermon he's going on. It's not really called a sermon, I guess, but whatever. He's going pontificating on about what, and then we'd go to the Oneg Shabbat, and these bitches are all talking about each other and who gave what money and can you believe she wore this? And I thought, what a bunch of bullshit this is. I mean, I was a kid thinking
that. But the people are fallible. It's the people that are doing this.
If you're going to wear that, I'm going to talk about it.
Yes.
I don't know what you want me to do. Look at you.
Yes.
I'm looking at you. You're not in your house. If I have to look at you, I can talk about you. If you didn't want me to,
why are you in public?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. And my mother made me have a bat mitzvah, which I thought, looking back on it now, I think she probably noticed by the mullet and the softball that I was so good at that she wasn't going to get to pay for a wedding, so she might as well get her big event here while I'm 13.
Right, right.
So
how was the circumcision?
It was very painful. Very
close.
Painful.
They took too much.
She, just a little off the sides is what I said. And she, so I had this big, and I must have made, I mean, like $6,000 as a 13-year-old. That's like, I was fucking pimping. I was like,
yeah, that's a million bucks,
bitch.
To it. Yeah.
I got 6 swatches up my arm. Fuck you. You know, like, I was a player. I was down with my Coca-Cola rugbies and shit. I was
your parents are not really Jewish. They let you keep your money.
Yes, I was about to say, where'd the money go?
But
that's
then
right.
I did end up spending the money at to go to Jewish summer camp, hoping to meet a nice Jewish girl, hook up with her in the woods.
Did the parents know?
My mother swears she didn't know, but listen to me when I tell you, when I was 17, I shaved my head and wore neckties. How do you not know?
I don't know.
I never brought home a boy, ever.
I don't know how anybody, when I met Jen Kober, 2 days before I was in the same club I knew.
That's what I'm saying.
It just came to me.
Parents, yeah. But that's not fair.
I give it off.
I'm looking at you. Your head is
half
shaved.
I brought home boyfriends, but parents don't. They just close their eyes. Man, I was stripping at the age of 20 and bringing home $500 a week. I will. And my
that's
mom
when I started
asked
masturbating.
Me where I went to work. And I said, a bar named Joe's.
Yeah.
And wow. She was like, one day, she was like, oh. And I, one day, a week later, she's like, so tell me what's the name of that place is again.
This is the difference between
like, a bar named Joe's.
A shaved-haired straight girl and a shaved-haired gay girl.
Right.
She was like stripping and not telling her mom I was going to comedy clubs.
Right.
telling my pain to strangers and hoping that it
I was helping
out.
Mom out. So yeah,
I bet
she
you
just
were.
Turned a blind eye.
Straight's not an accurate label for Heather.
Oh.
It's not quite accurate.
Well, are you straight to the gay bar?
Yeah. I have been straight to the gay bar.
Yes.
On several occasions.
I think it is the highest form of evolution. I think when you have the last thing you get to be before you become an angel is a lesbian.
Oh, really?
Yes. Absolutely.
Even it guys?
I don't think I've met too many stupid lesbians.
Oh, Lord.
Really?
There's
a couple, I guess.
I'm moving to LA.
Rosie O'Donnell?
She's awesome.
She's crazy.
But she's not stupid. She's well read. I mean, you can have a fucking conversation with her. You may not agree with her, but she's not dumb.
She's psychotic, but she's smart as a fucking whip.
Listen, that's right. So that's what I'm attracted to.
If that's your argument, I get you.
But I'm attracted to smart. You know, I feel like once you get into a certain level of attention, you kind of have to come off crazy at some point.
No, I mean
you don't think so.
She's a nasty crazy lady. Are you friends with her?
No.
She's really, really an awful woman.
What besides happened? The resemblance,
nothing,
I we
nothing.
Have no.
I'm not going to go. I'm not getting detailed. It's not even personal. I just happen to know.
And then he stops. He goes, you know what?
I didn't want to take us to a weird place. I'm not going to talk about it. But goddamn, if believe me, the shit I know, craziest bitch in town. Yeah. I know.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I have. Read her blogs and I read her book and all those things, you know, that I'm supposed to do. But no, we're not friends. You're not upsetting me.
Yeah, I mean, she's just an
listen. I'm from the South. If you don't have anything nice to say, come sit by me.
Let's
talk.
Yeah, my grandma's saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Which was my grandma, you know, always saying stupid shit. But I never do jokes on the show.
Que
sera,
sera. I got that from a song.
I can't understand why Emery would be more frustrated with people that believe in religion or a higher power and still be able to say, like you're saying, Jen, I don't know if it's true or not.
I don't think any of it's true. I think it's all bullshit to make people feel better about dying.
But
I want to feel good about dying. I mean, like...
Let's talk about that. Let me see if I can help you, Jen.
Okay.
I mean, maybe some of the folks in this room...
going to kill you nicely.
...can help you. No, not at all. What I would like is, I would like to help you find a way to release yourself... From this harmful fantasy is what I see it as.
Why? How is it harmful
to me? I'll tell you how I think it's harmful. I think in a fundamental sense, the truth is very important. In fact, it's paramount important. It's really, really, really important.
But how will you ever know that?
Well, first of all, anytime someone makes any kind of claim that there's a God, if they will give you enough information to test it, guess what happens?
Right. Well, I mean, there's an amount of faith you have to have in anything.
You have to have a lot of faith.
I don't know anything is going to happen in my life, but I believe it probably will because I'm fucking talented, amazing, and beautiful. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know anything is going to happen, but you have to have faith. You have to believe in something. That's my thing.
And you have to also physically work hard.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I agree.
Having confidence and drive is not the same as having faith. Having faith in a God or an entity of any sort that can't be confirmed or proven is completely an empty exercise that gives you one thing, and that's only one thing that you get from it, and that's a personal kind of comfort. But I'm trying.
But I'm not spending time doing it. I spend no time doing it. In fact, I mean, occasionally I'll be like, "Oh, well, that was somebody's watching me." almost did whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's aren't not you like worried? It comes to me.
Aren't you worried that you'll start making decisions based on the idea that you're that there will be an afterlife for you to go to?
One second.
Does that concern you?
Listen to me. I smoke copious amounts of weed. I lick pussy daily. I have a beautiful wife and family that I, you know what I mean? Like, I think I'm breaking a lot of the so-called laws of God. I don't believe my God is not a punishing kind of guy who's setting down judgment on people. It's really just about kind of a feeling of love that after I go, we're all going to be together.
The natural world at all? And does your God affect the natural world?
Like, is my God like, you know, New Orleans is a sin city, and so let me send a hurricane, that kind of thing?
No, I mean, in any way whatsoever.
Does he stop you from falling off a bridge?
No, but I'm also one of those people that believes everything happens for a reason.
Why?
Everything happens.
You and me have to hang out more. Wait, go ahead.
Okay. I am an atheist. I do not believe in God. I don't understand how to believe in God because I did it and it didn't. It's not like, oh, I didn't get what they promised me. I don't get it anymore, and that's why. And I used to say, you know, fuck you, you believe in God. You know, it bothered me that people do, but it doesn't anymore because here's what I think God is. God is just a word for, and maybe because of lack of other words, a word for hope and, like you said, maybe faith. God is the thing that people call upon because I didn't take God out of my vocabulary. I still say, oh, God, when I'm coming.
Me too.
You know? But that's another
when
thing.
When I'm coming. But that's the best time to believe. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful woman who is just slumming it with
I'm
me.
I'm fading into the wrong lane and I'm spilling jizz down my leg, God comes out pretty easily and quickly.
It's just a name. But here's the thing. The feeling of God, as I understand it, is this thing where, let's say you're in a desperate place, whatever it is that it's seemingly unbelievably hard to get out of. I think a lot of people just go, oh my God, how am I going to get out of this? And I just said, oh my God, by accident. I say that, but I don't think, oh Jesus or oh Muhammad or oh whatever. I think, okay, let's get into the pit of what it is in me that would get me out of it. And I think people mistake that for God.
Yeah.
So they're calling it God, but they're not believing.
Well, Jen, I would say to you, if she just described what you're doing, please stop telling people you believe in a creator because that's not a creator. It's you.
Doesn't anyone ever say God? Why did you get me in this mess?
People do. I say that. But
I do too. We're 2 minutes late on our 7:30 break. God, why did you get me in? I mean, God damn you, Jen. Why did you? You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. We've launched our new Skeptically Yours podcast. It's hilarious and informative. Check it out if you don't believe me. www.skepticallyyours.net. Go there now or later, whenever. I don't really care. Just go. Check it out. Stop bugging me. And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Hemda, Keith Malley, and Jen Kober.
I just have to say that our first episode of Skeptically Yours features Penn Jillette. Mm-hmm. So go listen to that.
Yeah, Penn. And the second one is a continuation of that conversation. Penn was able to stay for the first, we did like a whole 3-hour thing. And Penn was there for the first hour and a half. So part two of that is sans Penn, but it's a continuation of the sexism discussion that we had.
And in part two, not to give anything away, he comes around and Penn becomes religious. You will be shocked.
That's in the premium content.
Yes, tune in.
I don't think magicians can believe in God. I think that ruins their whole
thing. There are some. I was stunned by the fact that there's not only some religious magicians, not a lot, but some. There is a guy out there who does his show, then spends the last, I don't know how many, somebody couldn't tell me exactly, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes of his show, I don't know how long, literally witnessing and trying to save people's souls.
Well,
literally.
That's a show I'd stick around for. I love to see crazy religion. Mm. Listen, when all this Chick-fil-A shit was going down, a friend of mine posted a video of like a girl was interviewing people outside of a Chick-fil-A. I believe it was in North Carolina. But she's literally asking people, why are you here today? Why are you here today, right? And they're like, well, my grandpa said we were going, so I got in the car. Like, You know what I mean? Like, half the people didn't even know why they were there. And then the other people were quoting scripture.
Yeah.
Now, that to me is the special kind of crazy where I have to say, where I totally understand why you would abandon all belief. I mean, yes, that's ridiculous.
Well, when religion, I got to find it on my wall. I'm going to read this piece. It's on the wall. When religion strips away the rights of, well, you, to marry somebody and to have kids and to have insurance.
Yeah, separation of church and state might be the biggest piece of bullshit that we've ever swallowed.
But it ain't working. It ain't working. They're not doing it. And I was horrified to find out that California could actually vote Prop 8. I think it was just a
confusing thing because you vote if you vote for it, it's against this, and I think
they do that a lot.
It's a little magic misdirection thing.
I married a girl while it was legal for 10 minutes or whatever.
Is that what you did?
And I ended up having to divorce that bitch. So I am against gay marriage in California, just in California.
Marriage to her
everywhere. Yes, I'm not against all gay marriages, just one in particular.
Let's pass a bunch of laws that will help Jen stop making mistakes. That's what we want to do. Let's enact laws.
Well, here's the thing about marriage in general: it's not fair to couple people up and help them to, you know, be a part of a better tax bracket or whatever you get as a gift from the government. I don't think it's fair because some people just can't do it. I don't know. Maybe you're just not a person who can flirt well enough to get married and get that break. Maybe you're not. You don't.
Maybe you're fucking ugly.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but yeah, maybe nobody's attracted to you, or you can't find the attraction that you want, and then you don't get this thing, this reward that you get that everybody else gets from the government. Aside from being gay, lesbian, whatever it is, it's not fair to even involve that. If you want to get married, go ahead and get married. Call yourself married. Do whatever you want. But why do you get tax breaks?
I really didn't want to do it. I have to be honest. Even when it became legal, I was like, I don't like them telling me when I'm legitimate. Like, I just didn't like that. I knew it was going to get pulled back.
I'm opposed to marriage fundamentally. The government shouldn't. I think Stanhope said it best with "Baby, this is so great. I love you. I love you too, honey. I love you so much." What do you say we get the government involved in this shit? I mean, that's just Stanhope put it so succinctly. I agree with that. But we're talking about you okay, Keith?
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry,
I'm the table.
We're talking about oppression. We're talking about trying to control others based on your
which I think is wrong.
Religious.
That's what Jen is saying.
/political agenda.
She has this. I don't know. Maybe I feel euphoric in the morning every morning, but you know you don't. And I think that's what you're saying. If I could speak
to
you.
Like, you're right. I look at someone and I'm like, this is fucking beautiful. Thank you, God, for a beautiful day. But I'm not talking to God. It's not like I think there's some guy in the sky.
I think we've made some progress
things.
Here, Jen.
Yay.
Do you know what I mean? but maybe I just can't deal with the label atheist. Because in my head.
That's common.
Because in my head, that somehow. This is where it goes in my head. I say, well. But religion kind of governs all our laws. If we were to really take religion out, you know, the reason we say don't kill people is because of religion.
No, we don't.
Nope.
Well, not true, Jen.
But that's where it goes in my head. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, in my head, it's like the minute we say we're going to take religion out of things, now people are going to start killing each other.
Well, that's
going to all be fine.
That's one of the great falsehoods that's perpetrated awfully against atheists, agnostics, non-believers. It's not true.
But you know that you wouldn't kill anybody or do anything or, you know, rob from someone.
Would you do that now?
I mean, you don't believe in God.
I don't think I would, but I mean, there's a lot of things I've done that I thought I wouldn't do.
It is amazing what
we're
what
not
religion,
talking about fisting, Jen. What
religion stops people from living the life that they are supposed to live?
I assure you that maybe
it does stop some people from shooting people. I don't know.
Well, I've always said if you're the kind of religious person who believes that if there's no God, no heaven, and no reason to be moral, you are a fucking psychopath, and you should be dealt with. You should be removed from the pack because you're dangerous and you're sick. You don't need religion to tell you that it's wrong to kill. And we didn't need religion when ethics came along. Thousands of years before Jesus Christ came along, thousands of years before the Jewish bullshit came along, there were ethics. Social ethics is a natural process. We don't need religion to do it.
But I think that there are people that would take the law into their own hands much quicker.
That's the lack of education.
I disagree with that.
Really?
Well, in that vein, it seems like, and I don't have the numbers on this, more people are killing in the name of God than not killing in the name of God.
That's an absolute fact.
I agree.
I have the numbers. I have the numbers.
We're going to wait for him to pull them out of his pocket.
309. That is the number.
It's 7-1.
Well, if you,
I knew it.
We
knew
brought
it.
This up a billion times, but if you read the Bible, has anyone here read the Bible?
I have. I've done a little Bible study.
Do a body count for who, how many people God killed and how many people the devil killed. I mean,
it's the devil, it's like 10.
10.
Yeah.
But God's thousands.
God, the whole fucking world.
Okay, the devil
everybody
killing.
But 8 people.
Hold on, hold on. Son of a preacher man wants to talk.
Come on, the devil killing is like torture and fucking...
No.
Bullshit. I mean, he drags that shit on. I mean...
8 devil killings is equivalent to...
Easily. I mean, this is on fire forever. Yeah, have you ever been on fire? Have
no,
you burnt yourself? Have you ever burnt yourself, Heather? Answer the question. Have you ever burnt yourself?
Heather's a white girl.
While coming.
Okay.
While coming.
Now, picture that never ended. Uh-huh. You know, it sounds fun at first. Oh, yeah. It sounds fun. So does a roller coaster. But when you're upside down for 4 days, it's not fun.
Yeah, but in the book of Job.
Don't get me started with the book of Job.
Well, you know.
5:16.
God
Thank
let
you.
Him.
Thank you.
You know, I am Bill. I over got there with my go-go gadget hand.
I got in an argument with a guy who informed me that it was not the book of Revelations. It was the book of Revelation.
Yes.
There's one apparently Revelation, and I was pluralizing it, and
everyone does
upsetting him. It upset him. We're on a movie set, and he's like an extra, and he's like, "You're not saying it right."
Really?
Okay. I'm gonna retreat because this is a comedy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just go to my trailer and walk away.
I'd have just gone, "Fuck you, Tom Cruise."
It's you know you want to.
Yeah.
You
want
to tell him that, but then you know he won't take you to Disney World. Do you think piss him off? He won't take you. Do you
so
think
on my wall, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, go ahead.
On my wall, it says, "Dear Republicans, we'll stop our alleged war on religion if you stop your war on women, workers, unions, teachers, textbooks, voting rights, minority, science, the environment, the separation of church and state, the poor, the unemployed, the middle class, common decency." And common sense, okay.
You know what you should do? You should write some kind of, you know, as so and so said, you know, 5:18. Like you're quoting the Bible, and that's what we should do from now on. Is every quote that we think is magical and wonderful,
put
a number. I don't know how this works.
That's really funny.
You know, yeah. This, just put a so number this is, there. People so this will is, believe it.
This is
mine will all be 4:20.
This is from the Book of Wall of Reason. Yeah, 4:20. Hilarious.
But nice. Even if after I was hearing what you read, I got to be honest. At the very end, when you wrote.
I would just think you're Canadian.
Why'd you get snide, you bitch? You had a good argument, and then
that's
you
in the Book of Elastics. Look that shit up.
Elastics.
Very nice. Do you think maybe the good news in all this bad news, what your show is combating? Which honestly, I think the show is very important. I wish there were. When I see an atheist billboard, people say, "You know, well, why can't you just leave those people alone?"
Right.
No, I wish I had this when I was a kid. I never, you know, I remember being a kid and hearing a Dice album, and it changed my life. Like, you know,
Andrew Dice Clay changed your life.
I'm telling you,
can
I'm
we
a
not?
Simple
you
man.
Need
can we
God.
Not?
You fucking need God if that's true.
But no, but you know, I'm not saying it's very important to hear that the bitch was dropped off at the next block.
Yeah.
But I am saying. I didn't know you could say this.
Yeah.
I did, as simple as that is, to other people as Lenny Bruce. To me, you know, it's like, oh, you can say this. You hear a talk show you never heard, oh, you can say this. I wish I knew you could even think that there wasn't a God.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why it's important. A lot of people, I've had people sit right across this table from me and go, you know who said this? I want to say is,
you better get it right or you're going to get struck by Jesus.
Okay. Does that help?
It wasn't Rick. I'll think of who said it. He's right here. Hold on. Mark Maron, Kaplan. He did drops for us. Hold on. God damn it. Where is he? You fuck.
Glenda, Keith Malley. Are we naming names?
We got to get drops from you guys if you have time. What he said was, he goes, "Are you happy when you take someone's God away? Does that make you happy? Does that make you good, feel good about stripping somebody of their hope and their happiness?" And I'm like, that's not what I'm doing at all. What we do on this show, and I agree with you that it's important. I really do think it's important for people like us to do what we're doing. Same in the skeptic world. People to stand up against bullshit that harms people. what we're doing is we're simply throwing up an invitation to come join us. If you think like this, you're not alone. That's what we're doing. If right. you're someone who knows that this religion thing is a harmful and or bullshit, if you know that everything that you're hearing in politics and in church and in the world and at school is just built on this awful, awful fucking set of ideas. The idea that we're all going to fucking die one day and we're going to have to either go to this awful place where we burn like you were talking about, Keith, or we go to heaven and we sit at the right hand of a guy who demands that we fucking worship him simply because he created us?
He is.
Go fuck yourself.
Let's say it is even real. What an asshole.
What an
this
asshole.
God is an asshole that I would like to think, even if I would go to hell for all eternity.
I know.
Be the guy from Braveheart and go, fuck you. You're a dick. You're going to hell. Well, then I'm going to hell forever because you are a fucking shithead.
Yeah. It's that kind of guy that goes, you say, could you pass me a pen? And then passes you the pen. What do you say? Okay, God, we know that you exist. We have to thank you like constantly.
Say thank
like, why
you.
Would they thank you?
Why isn't this God above being worshipped? I mean, like, he not only made us, but he needs the little ants to go.
Did you guys see, did you guys see Bruce Almighty? I don't know if you're talking about the same God. Because this is not what I know. It was Morgan Freeman. Do you guys remember? And like they were birds and they walked on water. Remember?
Yes.
This is the God. Morgan Freeman is my God. That is who I would like to believe in. Yes. Black completely. Not born on Christmas. He thinks Christmas is bullshit. But like there's.
Have you ever heard of the bait and switch?
because
you've fallen for the bait and switch.
But it's a nice fantasy, and it makes you feel better. But for me, I feel better knowing, like, what is actually true. And you know, when I was in 2001, I had Hodgkin's lymphoma, and my mom had died 3 years earlier. And so I didn't have anybody to really help me out. And I thought about crying to God, but I just yelled out at my mom, like, I hate you, bitch, for dying, you know?
Yeah.
But it just couldn't cry out for a God, because no loving God would let any of this stuff happen to someone in, you know, 3 year radius of time.
He gave you free will.
He gave me free will to have cancer.
But he gave you free will to live near power lines that gave you cancer. I don't think that's
toxic waste.
I don't think that's we can blame God for that.
But
sure we can.
Another thing,
one
of the other things I was going to say, like, if you fell out of the airplane and your parachute didn't open, and you said, God, save me, I would be thinking, why you? Why are you more important to save than the starving kids in Africa?
Do you think your mom got this disease because she needed to be saved from that plane?
Yeah, like,
interesting.
Why are you it's so important that God should save you compared to
somebody
else?
I'll tell you why.
Whoa, Jen's going to answer that question.
Because I'm white. because I'm funny. And because I can make more people laugh than your mother could, obviously.
Oh, here comes mom jokes. Which is, she wasn't a comedian.
Dead mom jokes on the horizon.
I'm just saying.
No, you don't understand. God is telling Jen all this stuff.
Yes, I'm actually hearing a voice telling me to say all these things.
We blocked him out.
That's funny. I accidentally hit one of the sound cues. I didn't even realize I had hit.
Bad news, everyone.
We don't do that kind of a show, but I accidentally...
Here's what I was going to say, though. Do you think maybe the good news is that a lot of people on the side of, you know, checking, do you believe in God, do you not, they don't really believe, but they know they have to say it. Because it's scary to say there isn't a God, or you fit in more to say there isn't a God. For example, they'll tell you in the Bible, Abraham was told to kill his son, so he takes his son out to go and kill him. But then you read nowadays, 2012... that in 2013, I assume you're going to re-air this later, that you read in the magazine, oh, a mom drowned her child in the tub because God told him to. We don't think for a second, nobody does, no matter how religious, that's possible. You think that's fucking crazy. So do you really believe why you're standing in line at
Chick-fil-A?
But
I've said that on stage. If Jesus came back, if there really were this second coming that we keep hearing about, no one would believe this guy. If a guy came back and was like, I am Jesus, I am the Savior, I am here to... We would lock that fucker up quicker then we could say Jesus. But I mean, it wouldn't happen.
I believe in a second coming, but I also believe in a third, fourth.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident Radio, available on the iTunes Store. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Emery's mom, Joseph Swam, Cameron Winters. I said a few. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. We wouldn't have a great show without you, Mom, and get well soon.
And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Hemda, Keith Malley, and Jen Kober. Yeah, Mom is going back under the knife. She broke her femur. And they operated, and she's not been healing, so they got to put her back under there.
That's how I moved here, was on my femur money.
On your femur? Yeah, really? You broke a femur?
No, it was.
Oh, femur.
It was a Louisiana joke. I'm sorry.
Such an idiot.
But you call yourself a comedian.
I do.
Yes. Oh, Keith swings back. Swing and a miss.
He can swing. Yeah. He can swing.
So, listen, actually, I heard Jen say what you're talking about. She said herself.
About not being a comedian?
I don't care. I don't care. I do what I do. She said she's not comfortable with the label. You know what I mean? Atheist.
Yeah, listen, right. I'm telling you right now, like, if I said in any public forum that I was an atheist, I'd get letters. I'd get a lot of letters from a lot of good, fine country people that are like, why would you say such a terrible thing? And the truth is I wouldn't say that because it sounds terrible to me, too.
How come?
Because
we have a bad rep. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I want to hear it. I want her to tell me.
I think that...
Say it! What's wrong with us intelligent people?
Wow, Keith is on edge.
I think that...
Keith rant here.
I do not... I think that what I would call God is some, you know, namby-pamby, open-hearted, open-ended...
Bullshit.
Hope. Sort of thing, as opposed to like somebody who I feel like I have to please. Don't do anything because I think I'm going to be judged for it by God.
Stop right there. I'm going to back you up because you just kind of diplomatically politicianed me.
I'm good at that.
Why are you afraid of the phrase atheist? What do you think people think of us? What do you
that you have no heart?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. When I became an atheist, how old were you, Keith, when you kind of shed the bullshit?
Mid to late 20s.
And how long before you told your father?
She still hasn't.
I never really told him because I
he's
don't.
He's working under assumed name.
No, I don't. We just don't communicate with our parents like other people. My parents don't know what I do for a living, let alone who I'm dating.
Who
and what
are
I'm
you?
Yeah,
what kind of godless fuck are you that your parents don't know what you're doing? That's what I'm saying. If I feel
my
like
mom
this is
an
what
atheist.
This
listening
is what I
right
this
now.
Is exactly what I would think atheists would tell me. I haven't told my dad. I haven't said anything to my dad. Oh, I don't even talk to my parents. What the fuck is wrong with you? They're your parents.
That's not fair. I haven't talked to my parents. I haven't talked to my parents since my bat mitzvah. So it's actually not fair because my parents.
She was very upset over the circumcision.
They're obviously some sort of weird Muslim-y Jew fucking.
It is. It's true. They are Middle Eastern, and they didn't even want, you know, they didn't want.
Where from?
My mom's parents were born and raised in Iraq, moved to Israel. She was raised there. My father was born and raised in Iran. Okay. They are very old.
Israel and Iran. Are you hearing this?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we think of when we think atheists.
But my
really?
Father.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
My Bam. Father made fun of my laugh. He goes, you're never going to get married with that laugh. I mean, we can't go anywhere from there. Do you know what I mean? If that's what's bothering him so much, a lot of the things we just kind of have a don't ask, don't tell in general because Middle Eastern parents cannot deal with an extreme female behavior. You know, there's a lot that comes with it. It's not just what my religion is or whatever.
How were you raised?
Jewish.
Okay.
But more Middle Eastern than Jewish. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I do know the difference. Yeah. The
you
Israeli,
are all fucked up.
Tell me the
we're
difference.
Talking about Israeli Jews. We're talking about, no? We're talking about
Israel. Yeah, I was born in Israel.
Okay.
But Israel is a little more liked than the other Middle Eastern, like the Iraq and my mom and the Iran. That's much harsher. I was treated different than my brothers, and I'm not complaining about it. I think, you know, I ended up being who I was going to be anyway because they did love me and they did take care of me and all that
stuff.
Because
that's what God wanted you to be. God had a plan for you, and you fulfilled it.
My dad would not care if I was atheist. He still would want me to marry someone Jewish, though. Because I
would he care if it was a girl?
Yeah, he would. Well, or no, he says he understands that gay people are born that way, but I don't know where the line is with my parents because I've gotten in trouble, like I said, for laughing. I don't want to know.
Let me just say you have an annoying fucking laugh. I can understand why they get upset about it.
Now, wait a minute. You know that born that way. You know, that argument born that way should be abandoned, in my opinion. It shouldn't even be part of the discourse.
Of what? When you're talking about gays?
Gays, right. Whether or not it's genetic, whether we're born that way, predisposed,
who cares?
None of it matters.
That something's wrong, that we need to find its source.
You know what it's about? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, if it was something wrong, like let's say if we want to, and this is a horrible comparison, but if we want to compare it to retardation, you know, Down syndrome, that it's like, oh, this is how you were born, this is where you were going. People are so much nicer to retards than they are to gay people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't really compare it because, I mean, gay people are kind of funny, but they're not hilarious. So,
dude, you are so going to hell for that. That is, I am already afraid to be on this show right now. If you say atheist retard, I might blow up.
I'm going to have to read her that meme I found that I created, actually. But the argument that it is genetic, the argument that it is, and for the record, I mean, this whole Chick-fil-A thing, it's just nutty to me.
Are we talking about religion being genetic? No, I'm being serious.
Actually,
you were talking about this.
No. The whole thing. That's a good point.
That was Jen's laugh, not me.
The whole idea.
Lovable, isn't it?
The whole idea that homosexuality is genetic, or like you were saying, that natural selection has brought us to through the religious process. I think that's true. I think natural selection played a major role.
This is what I kind of think. So tell me if I'm thinking along you little atheist line.
Little.
I think that the reason there are so many gay people now is because there's too many fucking people on the planet.
Yeah.
So God was like, well, what will stop people from procreating? I know. Let's put the dicks in the ass.
Science backs this up.
Put the women together.
Science backs this up. I'm going to have to ask J.R. Swam to get this very clear on the wall for us. But there is a fact of procreation. When X amount of boys end up in a family, past three or four, every single boy that is added to that family structure, the odds of him being gay goes up exponentially. Are you guys aware of this?
I know a kid who is there are 11 boys. The mama had 11 boys.
Right.
One of them was straight, and he died of AIDS.
Really?
Yep.
The one straight kid.
The one straight kid.
That's
his
hilarious.
Big brother raped him in the ass.
He's from New York.
That's what happened.
That's what happens in New York.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what goes on in New York with those people. Those godless liberals.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I'm one of five children. The third brother is gay.
The third brother. That's worth. There's a statistical probability involved here that suggests that.
Did he tell your father?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
I'm just saying that's the gay one. Brave enough to tell the father, atheist, little fucking scared. I'm just going there.
So what you're saying is that it's worse to be atheist than it is to be gay?
Fuck yeah!
Shut up! Okay, for another half hour after this, I'm going after that idea because you are out of your fucking mind. That's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers later tonight. So if you'd like to listen to Jen Cover and me go fisticuffs, go buy the premium show. I want to thank our guests, Kemda.
Hey.
Keith Malley.
Thank you.
And Jen Kober.
Good night.
I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson. And New Dissident Radio. Tune in next week where our guests will be
Shelley Siegel and Tom Likas.
That's right. And we'll be talking about...
It's Tom fucking Likas. We'll be talking about whatever money-grubbing poor women are.
Sorry. What he does, isn't it?
He does talk about
That's
that.
Right, Heather. This has been the free version of episode 78. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to ardentatheist.com/ premium and subscribe for a measly $10 a year.
And that's when I let loose.
That's right. And did you want to plug anything before we go?
KeithandTheGirl.com. Keith and the Girl free on iTunes.
Nice.
JenCober.com.
That's right. Check them out. And anyway, I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, JR Link God Swam, and our digital publicist and webmaster, Cameron Webbitch Winters.
Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.
All the people I talked about are true.
New Dissident Radio.
On the interweb.